VOA News, coming to you by remote, I'm Gene Randall. An investigation is underway into an overnight air tragedy in Ukraine. A military transport plane carrying Air Force cadets crashed and burst into flames near a highway in the eastern part of the country. Reports indicate at least 22 people on board were killed, while two others are said to be in critical condition. The Russian-made, accident-prone Antonov aircraft went down as the pilot tried to land during a training exercise. Ukraine's Deputy Interior Minister Anton Gerashenko called the incident a shock. U.S. President Donald Trump is set to announce his choice to fill the Supreme Court vacancy today at the White House. It is widely believed he'll name conservative Federal Appeals Court Judge Amy Coney Barrett. The move would shift the nation's highest court further to the right and set up a heated Senate confirmation fight with Democrats. This less than 6 weeks before the U.S. presidential election. Barrett would replace liberal icon Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who died at the age of 87 last weekend after 27 years on the Supreme Court bench. If, as expected, Barrett is confirmed by the Republican-controlled Senate, she would expand the court's conservative majority to a dominant 6-3 margin. It is something President Trump clearly believes will energize his important constituency of religious conservatives as he campaigns for a second term. Among the immediate fears for Democrats is that the 48-year-old Barrett could help overturn the landmark 1973 Roe v. Wade decision that legalized abortion nationwide. She could also tilt the court toward abolishing Obamacare in a case that is set for argument shortly after the November 3rd election. Amy Coney Barrett would become only the fifth woman ever to serve on the U.S. Supreme Court. It appears there is little Democrats can do to block her confirmation. France has opened a terrorism investigation into yesterday's Paris knife attack that seriously wounded two people near the old offices of the Charlie Hebdo newspaper. More news online at voanews.com by our remote. This is VOA News. Four American states reported record one-day increases in new COVID-19 cases yesterday as the nation surpassed the grim milestone of 7 million infections. Wisconsin, one of the states where cases are rising the fastest in the hard-hit Midwest, suffered more than 2,600 new infections, surpassing its previous record set a week earlier. Minnesota, Oregon, and Utah also experienced record numbers. Johns Hopkins University puts the U.S. pandemic death toll at just under 204,000, with 7,034,000 COVID-19 infections. The worldwide figure is nearly 32.6 million coronavirus cases, with deaths closing in on 990,000. In what passes for good news these days, India is seeing a drop in daily COVID cases, but the figures are still dramatic. In the latest 24-hour period, India reported 85,000 new infections, raising its confirmed case count to 5.9 million. Its death toll of more than 93,000 is third worst in the world, behind the United States and Brazil, which between them have lost 344,000 lives to COVID, with a combined 11.7 million infections. Cities around Britain are reimposing pandemic restrictions in the face of a new wave of virus cases. The city of Leeds is barring people from meeting members of neighboring households, either indoors or in private backyards. London is on a COVID watch list and could soon find itself saddled with new restrictions. Britain is fourth in the world in COVID fatalities, 42,000, with the number of cases approaching 426,000. In France, restaurant and bar owners in Marseille are protesting a French government order to shut down today to battle a resurgence of coronavirus numbers. France has recorded almost 16,000 new cases yesterday, the official death toll in the country, 31,675. The World Health Organization says infection rates are climbing across Europe and is calling on governments to be proactive, dealing with new outbreaks of the disease ahead of flu season. Officials in the Australian state of Victoria, a COVID-19 hotspot, said today social distancing restrictions will be eased earlier than previously announced as new daily numbers hold near three-month lows. Victoria reported just 12 new COVID cases over the latest 24-hour period. State Premier Daniel Andrews says he'll update the schedule for easing curbs tomorrow. Victoria's capital, Melbourne, Australia's second largest city, has been under a strict pandemic lockdown for nearly 2 months. In South Korea, for the first time in 4 days, new coronavirus cases fell below 100, as 61 infections were reported. The country's death toll is 399, far smaller than most major countries in the world. More news online at voanews.com. There is also an easy-to-use mobile app. By remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.